You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Today we're going to cover a story that is in the news, and these are the statistics. And there are several articles on this, and I wasn't just in the Richland Chronicle newsroom, and I was listening to, there's a show on Fox 5. There are five people talking around a table, and lo and behold, the story that I'm going to be talking about today was being discussed, and those are the fact that there were some statistics released that a little over 36,000 criminals were released, many of them by court order, I need to say. And these are people that really, under existing immigration laws, should be deported. And I'm going to be talking about that because not all of them. Some of them had just traffic violations, one or two traffic violations. Total of the 36,000, in terms of the arrests you had and charges, there are over 88,000 crimes, but some are very, very serious. Now, here's the problem. These people are identified as illegal aliens. They did not enter the country legally. And let me explain what that means. By federal law, you need to, when you enter the country, you need to go to what's called an inspection point and present your papers, namely a passport and visa. That's everyone that's coming in the country. That's the requirement of, by law, if you're coming here legally. Now, most of the people that are in the United States illegally, and I'll get to the number in a minute, there are two major ways. They come into the United States legally on a visa, and they overstay the visa. And that visa could be they were here for college, they were here a tourist, they were here on business, and the visa has a time period, 60 days, 90 days, depending on the nature of why you're here. If you're here for college, maybe 2 years. And that's important because about half of the illegal aliens, the people that are here illegally, are a direct result of overstaying their visas. Point one. Point two, the other half of the equation, and these numbers are approximate. They're going to vary from day to day, month to month, year to year, and their estimates, but about half are people that enter the United States not on a visa. They don't even have a passport and a visa. But they never present their papers. Namely, they sneak over primarily the Mexican-U.S. border, but they some come through Canada, some come by boat or whatever, or even plane, but don't present their papers. Now, that in and of itself is a crime. It's a misdemeanor. First time, it's a misdemeanor. Now, usually, if they're coming here to work, and not all of them are coming here to work, some are criminals coming to, for example, distribute drugs in the United States. So they frankly don't care. A misdemeanor? You got to be kidding me. I'm here to sell marijuana or whatever the drug of choice is, and that's a crime in of itself, and usually it's a felony. So you can see the fact that they're here illegally doesn't really mean anything to them. And I get into that because the problem with Mexico, it is almost a fail state, if not a fail state, because the drug cartels, especially in certain areas, control the people. And there's an expression, do you want silver or lead? And what they mean by that, to do business, they will corrupt the police, judges, attorneys, and public figures. And they'll pay them off. But if they don't go along, in other words, if they try to enforce the law, they end up dead with a bullet in the head, if they're lucky, or they cut off their head, or torture them and then cut off their head. They're vicious folks. And this has happened to local police, federal police, government officials, and judges throughout Mexico. And the problem is, it is truly spreading into the United States. In almost any major city in the United States, drugs are being sold, primarily marijuana, amphetamines, cocaine. It's a big business. It's a very profitable business. And they're using the same tactics that they used in Mexico in the United States. It's big business, it's profitable business, and it's profitable because the drugs are illegal. And most of these drugs are coming through Mexico, crossing the U.S. border. Not all of them. Some they do by submarine. They actually have submarines, they have tunnels, they have ships, boats, airplanes getting the merchandise into the United States. They're smuggling it in. That's a crime. But what are they smuggling in? They're smuggling in substances that are, by current federal law, illegal. Now, many of them get arrested in the United States. And some of them have records in their country of origin, whether it's Mexico or one of the Central American countries or South America, for murder, rape, assault, as well as trafficking in drugs. And that is becoming more and more a problem in the United States. And it's not just the people buying and selling the drugs. It's the fact that when business is this big and this profitable, invariably what happens is corruption of the police, of the judiciary, the judges, the district attorneys happens. I don't want the United States to become another Mexico bordering on a failed state, but it's quickly happening. And the reason is we have a president that is made abundantly clear there are certain laws that he is simply not going to enforce, or he's going to make law. Now, there's a problem with that. Under the United States Constitution, the executive branch, it doesn't matter who the president is, a Republican or a Democrat, one of his primary responsibilities is that all the laws of the United States will be faithfully executed. In other words, implemented. He doesn't get to pick and choose which law he enforces. Now, Ted Cruz gave a speech a week to 10 days ago, just listing all the laws that our president is not enforcing, and is a long list. And I urge you to go online and get either a copy of the text, and I believe, I haven't had time to look at it for this show, I believe it was on YouTube, but I have to double check that. And in a future show, I probably will go over that list. But the two major categories are immigration law, as well as law regarding the enforcement of drug laws. It's not optional, folks. You might totally oppose the existing law, and I understand that. There are some laws that I oppose, but you don't get to pick and choose. U.S. citizens don't get to pick and choose, and neither do the president or the people that work for him, the attorney general and the attorneys that work in the Justice Department, the FBI. They don't get to pick and choose. That's the way it should be, but it's apparent it's no longer the case. Another way to say it, the rule of law is quickly eroding. Now, there are certain remedies for this. One is impeachment. Since this president cannot run again according to the Constitution, he's limited to two terms. The only political consequence of the president disobeying the law and not enforcing the law is impeachment. Now, many people have said, and I have said, it'll never happen. This is the first black president, and it'll never happen. They'll never impeach the first black president. And I agree. I don't think there will be any attempt in the next 10 to 12 months to impeach him. And there's a reason for it. He is quickly becoming a lame duck president anyway, because his term of office is shrinking. I think it's less than 1,000 days. I'm pretty sure, yes. I think we're under 1,000 days. There's a counter online that actually counts the days, the minutes, and seconds until Barack Obama is no longer president. And it's less than 1,000 days. It's over 900, but it's less than 1,000. Now, if it were near zero, no one's going to impeach. And no one is going to impeach provided the Democratic Party maintains control of the Senate. Because the way the impeachment works is first the House impeaches and then the Senate tries. Think of the impeachment as an indictment. So then you have to be tried. And the trial is conducted by the Supreme Court justice, where the jury is the Senate of the United States. So as long as the Senate of the United States is controlled by the Democratic Party, which it is currently, you're not going to see a conviction. That's why many in the Republican Party, and many not even in the Republican Party, including me, up to now, don't think he'll be impeached. All of this may change come November, because impeachment is a political event. Don't anyone say it isn't political. It is very political. But you don't do it cavalierly. You better have major crimes, if you will, and evidence to support those that the president is engaged in before you impeach. In other words, this is a serious situation. This is not done casually. It's a very deliberate process. And remember, the last president to be impeached was Bill Clinton. What happened is the Senate got cold feet and backed off, and he got off. I think they have the evidence, but you see, it's not enough to have the evidence. You got to convict him, which means you have to convince not only the people trying him, but also the American people. It is very much driven by the American people's opinion of the person being indicted. And that's why I think Bill Clinton got off. I thought he should have been impeached, and I thought he should have been found guilty. But that's just my opinion. The ones that counted were the people in the Senate, but more importantly, what the American people thought as to whether or not Bill Clinton should be impeached. Now, I think sometime about next year, probably in this time frame, you're going to hear more and more talk that the president should be impeached. Because we're quickly getting a long list of laws that he's not enforcing. Today, I'm going to discuss just one area, immigration law. Because what's happening right now in Congress is to try to change the laws. They're clearly not enforcing immigration laws to the extent they could. Believe me, they are not doing that. So what they want to do is change the immigration law. And you have both Democrats and Republicans that want that. Now, there's a problem. And let me first set the stage. The majority of American people support legal immigration. We have a process in place for people that want to become American citizens to apply and submit information. And it usually takes, in most cases, over 10 years to really get approved, sometimes longer, and a lot of money, and a lot of time and money. And even then, you might not qualify. And that's what every country in the world has. They have a process. Now, some countries simply don't allow immigration or very little. Other countries, the United States, is very, very generous. And by generous, I mean over 1 million people every year are becoming citizens and are entering the United States. And a lot of Americans simply aren't aware of that number, because that's very, very high. Historically, prior to this really leap up in legal immigration that happened in the late 90s, and it continues to this day, the average number of people immigrating into the United States over decades was about 250,000 people. That's per year. Today, it's over five times that. See, what's different about immigration today is, first, legal immigration. I haven't mentioned illegal. I'm going to talk about illegal immigration in a minute. But you need to understand the numbers. And one of the numbers you need to understand today is over 1 million people are entering the United States legally. They've applied, and they're going through the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. They have their green card. They can work here. They have legal status. And throughout the world, that's the system with different variations. But all nations control the number of people that they allow in, with the United States by far being the most generous, followed by typically Canada is number two. We encourage immigration. I favor legal immigration. I'm not against immigration. And that's the majority of the American people. They're for legal immigration. And that needs to be underlined. Now, if you ask people, well, how many legal immigrants should be allowed to enter the United States, there you're going to get a wide range of opinion. Now, some people don't know the history. If you ask them, they'll say, oh, a couple hundred thousand. What I propose and advocate is legal immigration be tied to the unemployment rate, the so-called U3 rate. In other words, where you have unemployment rates above 6%, which we've had for every day the Obama administration has been in office, for most of the time it's been above 7, 8, 9%. And at least for 1 month, it hit 10%. So we've had very, very high unemployment rates where between typically 10 and 20 million people can't find jobs. And the few people that, well, some of the people that have found jobs really looking for full-time work can only find part-time work. So I would tie the amount of people let into the country each year to the level of unemployment. So to keep it simple, if the level of unemployment is 6% or greater, the maximum number of people you would be allowed in would be 250,000. In other words, that historical average that for many, many decades, and we've had some years a lot more, most, it was about that level. A little lower, a little higher, it fluctuates. Now, if the level of unemployment gets below 3%, which many economists would say is near full employment, at that point, I think we could consider, and I would support, allowing in 500,000 people a year. That's 500,000 people. And if you really poll that and ask Americans, they would say that's reasonable. They would support it. But what's the problem? Today, legal immigration is over 1 million. Over 1 million. And they want to increase it to 2 to 3. There's some that want to increase it to 3 million. And there's some people out there want it unlimited. And the general sense of Congress is to make it significantly higher. And I'll get into why in a minute. So I'm for legal immigration, but it needs to be controlled, and I would tie it to the unemployment rate. Now let's really focus in the time remaining on illegal aliens. I didn't say immigrants. I caught myself. Technically, they are illegal aliens. They did not present their papers when they entered the United States, and usually that's quickly followed with getting fraudulent documents so they can work in the United States, which is another crime. You see, the majority of people that enter here illegally are working in the United States. So they've committed at least three crimes. They entered illegally, they obtained fraudulent documents to work here, and they're working here. And it's every day they're going to work, they're committing another crime. I would say that's a three-time loser. And under existing immigration laws, those people should be deported. It doesn't matter what their country of origin is. It doesn't matter. Because guess what? There are dozens of countries that you have people coming into the United States that are illegal. By existing law, they should be deported. And that is what the majority of the American people want. They want illegal aliens deported or removed from this country. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's called the rule of law. We have a laws on the books specifically designed to control the flow of people into the United States. And where you're violating the law, under existing law, you should be deported. And there are two categories of deportations. Removals and returns. R&R, removals and returns. Now, removals, and this is the way the statistics break out. This is what the ICE, the Department of Homeland Security, has responsibility for: immigrations, customs, and immigration. And they have a lot of statistics that they accumulate and put out. And the big categories are returns. Now, let me take the easy one first. What is a return? A lot of people that are entering the United States across the Mexican-U.S. border are apprehended and detained by the Border Patrol, which is a separate organization from ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Immigration. You need to understand that. And what you need to understand is many of those people are detained, questioned, determined that they're from Mexico or wherever, Central America, South America, and they run a background check, a criminal background check. And let's say this is the first offense, you can voluntarily return to your country of origin. Your return. And that's how it's categorized. Some people, this might be the second or third, they are still, if they voluntarily want to go home to their country of origin, at least initially, they're a return. Now, the second category, remember it's R&R, returns and removals, is a little bit more strict, actually a lot more strict, and removals have been actually going up. Because what happens is, when they do the criminal check, they find that many of these people have criminal records, as well as this is their 7th, 10th, 15th time that they've been detained trying to cross the border. In other words, they keep coming back. They keep coming back. At that point, they will be deported under the category of a removal with the clear understanding that the next time you come back, you're going to prison. It's more severe. It has more consequences. You can either voluntarily go back, but if you're one of these people that keeps coming back, especially if you have a criminal record, you will be removed. Now, remember, this is the overall big category. Most of the activity along the border, you're going to get both returns and removals, but largely returns. But here's what's going on, the games that are playing with the statistics. What Americans are really concerned about are the illegal aliens that get across the border. They're not caught, they're not detained at the border, and now are living and working throughout the United States. They're here illegally, they're getting fraudulent documents so they can work, and they're working. But some of them are also engaged in criminal activity once they're here. You get the impression, if you listen to President Obama, deportations are up. We're hitting new records. We've hit 2 million during my administration. Now, what is he not telling you? And I need to mention this because I forgot it. The way you listen to this show is to go to the pronkpops.wordpress.com website. And at the very top, you'll have links to the last 60 shows plus, and at the bottom, all my shows. But in between, I'm pointing this out, I have a lot of information for this show, and I'm probably going to have to continue it tomorrow. And I know it's short because it's finals week, and I have some projects that I have to finish. That's why I was rather busy. Now, I'm almost at a good point to break, and I'm going to have to break. But here's what you need to understand. Under Clinton, we hit a high of about 1.8 million deportations. Today, it's between 300,000 and 400,000, and that consists of both removals as well as returns. And what's going on is The Border Patrol used to just process the returns and send them back. Now they're handed over to ICE, and these are being included as deportations. In other words, the numbers are very, very misleading. But the overall trend is deportations are way, way, way down. They're back into the 1973 levels. So don't fall for this nonsense, really the lies, and they're misleading you about deportations. And see, what they're not telling you, and this is something I always emphasize, you've heard the number. There are 11 million. There are 11 million illegal aliens in the United States. No, they're not. They're between 30 and 50 million. Why? For every apprehension or detention at the border, anywhere from 3 to 5 illegal aliens get through, and that's why they're all over the United States. And out of that 3 to 5, and that's the conservative number, about 1 million every year return. So somewhere between 3 to 4 million every year for the last really 20 years have been coming into the United States. That's why it's not 11 million. I don't know the number. It's somewhere between 30 and 50. And I really think it's definitely above 40. And that's the reason. Apprehensions are down at the border. Deportations are down. But the number of peoples breaking into the country is way up. Now, why are the Democratic Party pushing comprehensive immigration reform? Simple. Those are potential Democratic voters. Not 11 million, 30 to 50 million. That's why they want comprehensive immigration reform. Who does it hurt? It hurts the American citizens. It hurts the American worker. It hurts blacks, Hispanics, and poor whites, because they have to compete with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens. And that's what's going on. Next show, I'll get into more details regarding the crime statistics. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are mine own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD.